Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. A good Erev Shabbos to everyone. Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. Wanted to just share a thought that I had. As the Vilna Gaon says, the Gra says in the beginning of his Sefer, Evan Shlema, which is a Likud, a compilation of things that the Gra said from different sources from the Gra. And I quote, "Iker chayus ha'adam, the main life of a person who lives chazek tamid b'shviras hamidos, is to constantly strengthen oneself, to basically work on oneself, to change oneself, to better oneself, to be mesaken, right? To fix oneself, as we've said many times. An eight-day-old baby already has a bris milah to show that I have to change, I have to fix, I'm made imperfect." And I need to try and perfect myself, not to become perfect, nobody becomes perfect, but to fix myself and to work on myself and to make myself better than I am. V'im lav, says the Gra, lama loy chayim. Why am I alive? Why am I alive if I'm just not working on myself and not growing? And just for those of us that get nervous, like working on myself, that's too intense. Sometimes working on yourself could be to learn not to be so intense and to relax and to not have to work on your anxiety and to be more slow and whatever it means. So when we say working on ourselves, it doesn't mean that that means beating yourself up and being mean to yourself. Working on oneself also means to learn to be nicer to ourselves and to give ourselves more space. Kol Adam, every person knows. Lev Yodei Maras Nafsho, everybody knows what they have to work on. So, but bottom line is, we know that that's why we're here on this world. That's why we're here, to do something, to fix something, to change something, to grow, to grow. Growing is slow, slow, slow change, slow movement. I was thinking from this week's Parsha, there's a famous Medrash in the beginning of Parshas, Parah Aduma, for the Parsha Chukas. And the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Iyov, and it says, Mi yitein tahar mitameh lo echad, which means, who can make from tahar tameh? Which is very in relation to this week's Parsha. How could you take a Parah Aduma, how could you take this cow, and then it makes that which is tameh? A person who's tameh, a thing that's tameh, and the Medrash brings tar. How do you get tameh? How do you get tahara, purity, from tumah? One of the examples that the Medrash brings is Avraham miterach, right? Avram comes from terach. Terach was tameh. Avram comes from tumah. Avram became tahar, right? I think the Medrash also says you have Olam Haba from Olam Hazeh, right? This world is a tumah world, a world of impurity, and then you get to Olam Haba, right? So the Medrash brings a few other examples, and the pasuk then says Lo Echad, Lo Echad, which simply means Mi Yitein Tahar Mitameh Lo Echad. Only Hashem can do that, which means who could take something that's tameh and make it tar? The Paraduma. How could you take a person who's tameh? It's a chok. Zos chukas haTorah. It's a chok. A chok means that it doesn't make sense. Meaning, here you have a person who's tamei meis. You go ahead and you burn the parah aduma, this red cow, and then you sprinkle the blood. You sprinkle the water, the ashes, whatever you do, and then the person becomes tahar. It's a chok. It doesn't make sense. And not only that doesn't make sense. The person who was tahar then becomes tameh. It doesn't. So what's the answer? The answer is lo echad. Lo echad. Only Hashem can do that. I want to share with you a thought that I think I thought of this pshat close to 30 years ago. It was actually at the Shalom Zachar of my son Tzvi. So it's about 28 years ago. And I remember, I don't remember all the details, but it was Parshas Chukas this week, and I remember I had this thought that the way a person can grow in life and the way a person can change in life is lo echad. You cannot do it alone. You can't do it alone. Obviously, each and every one of us has to make that decision to become tahar. We all have our struggles. We all have the things that we really want to change and we want to work on and we want to, and that we have to be, make that decision that I want to change, that I want to grow, that I want to be different. I want to change my habits. I want to become the person who I want to become. But lo echad, you cannot leave tumah and to become tahar. You can't leave the bad habits that you have alone. Lo echad. We need other people to help us get there. And I was thinking in the Chavetz Chaim I learned this morning, I try and learn every time I eat and I have a meal or I eat a little bit, I try and learn something. And I learned in today in Purity of Speech, and I thought it was so applicable to this. On day 16, he just says that a person is judged by the company he keeps. When one asks, this is from the introduction of the Chavetz Chaim, and he says when someone asks information about someone, one usually acquires, and who are his friends? And you ask someone about a person's friends, right? What do they say? You want to know who you are? Show me your friends. Show me your friends, and you could see who you are. The Chavetz Chaim tells us that if we seek good company, then we safeguard ourselves. Do not follow a group to do wrong. It says, "Lo siach rei rabim laros." Who are your friends? Who are the people you talk to? Who are the people you're getting advice from? And we save ourselves. This, of course, is talking about lashon hara. Then, of course, we save ourselves. People want to not speak lashon hara. Well, who are you hanging around with? Okay, there's always that once in a while, or you meet a new person, or you're with a company that you have to be there. And then we have always the shiloh. So, what do I do now that I'm with people who are speaking lashon hara? Okay, but. If you're hanging around people who are Yarei Shemayim, you're hanging around people who are growing, who don't want to speak Lashon Hara, so you don't have that problem. Furthermore, he says, we fulfill the commandment of Ubo Tidbak, a mitzvah which commands us to associate with people who are Talmidei Chachamim, people who are going in the right path, people that we can learn good midos from. Therefore, when looking for when you look for a new neighborhood or a place to be, whatever it is, what type of people am I associating with? Will they influence me in a positive way? That's the introduction to the Chavetz Chaim. If anyone wants to look it up, it's day 16, page 51 in Purity of Speech. But what's the point? The point is that if I hang around people and my friends, that's like the biggest thing to ask yourself. Kenei l'chachaver. Who is my friend? Who are the people who I speak to? What am I speaking to them about? Who's my chevra? What are the conversations I'm having? Who am I asking advice from? Right? Who do I ask my advice from? I was speaking to someone the other day, and I was saying, Baruch Hashem, we're so lucky to have the tzaddikim, the gedolim, the tzaddikim who can teach us how to look and how to view life. We don't always know. That's why we need a Rebbe. That's why we need a close relationship with a real friend, not just a stam, a friend, somebody who we can learn from, who we can grow from, grow with. Hashem should help us all. Zois chukas ha-Torah. I believe that is really a person. The Gemara, anyone who's learning Daf Yomi, the Gemara was talking about Iyov. The last week, a few blood talking about Iyov. I think one of the pshatim they say is that whatever Hashem did to Iyov in the Yisurin, in the punishment that he gave him, or the Nisayan, whatever happened, the Gemara goes through, it's very complex of who this Iyov was, what the story happened. But I think they all say that he didn't take away his friends. Why? Because then you for sure can't survive. A person can't survive and grow in life if you don't have someone to ask questions from, to get advice from, to check yourself from, to really say, what could I work on? What could I work on? How could I become better? Hashem should help us all. We should be zocha this Shabbos, each and every one of us. We should be zocha that we are able to really humble ourselves. Sometimes it's very humbling to ask somebody and to ask your friends and your Rebbeim and the people around you, what can I work on? And if you can't ask the people around you what you can work on, and you don't trust the people around you to tell you what you can work on, then you got to question yourself, who are you hanging around? Who are the people that you're hanging around? Then that's a question on you. That's a question. So I'm not hanging around the people who are good for me, who are beneficial for me. Shem should help us all. We should be zocha to an incredible Shabbos. And through that, we'll be zocha, each and every one of us, to continue in our incredible, incredible path of little by little, slowly by little, taking one step at a time, changing one step at a time. We always have to chazer and remember that growth and change, more growth, as we've said many times, growth is little by little, like the story Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky gave someone a plant in yeshiva to put on his windowsill to remember. Just like you don't see the growth of a plant, so too we don't see our own growth, little by little, tiny drops. Like we said in the first shiur, the summer shiur, drops, little drop, a little bit, a little bit. But to make sure we have the people around us who are helping us one little step at a time. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone. Wonderful first Shabbos of the rest of your life.